We are back. Gunsmith Show here, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. Going to talk about the Smith & Wesson lawsuit coming up. But first, integrity starts at the top. You know, I came up with a – I'm going to play it for you, John, after I came up with a new spot for –
For Tim?
Tim, yeah.
Tri-County Roofing.
Well, he said that I'd been
– slacking?
Kind of doing boring – just boring spots. I used to, you know, they're busier than the mosquito at a nudist colony. Things like that I would work in.
And he
so wanted to get back to that. And so I came over to the spot where as a young man, he said in grade school that he'd always wanted to be a woofer.
A woofer.
And a couple of little jokes in there.
10-inch woofer or 12-inch woofer? That's what I was always looking for in the back of my truck when I was a kid.
He said pass, and I said, all right, you're getting boring then.
All right, well, you know, you tried. You tried to, you know, throw the woofer statement, and he didn't get it. You know, he's never been a real rocker.
Well,
you know?
It wasn't that. It was the extra joke on top of it.
There's rockers and there's rollers. He's more of a holy roller than he really than a rocker.
But I tell you what, he is a great roofer. They do fantastic work, and they'll really help you out, especially if you do commercial. If you got a commercial building, flat and low slope roofs, that's their specialty, but they can do anything.
Yeah. And you can find out more about them by going to their website, and you can link to it right from mine. You go to the GSS.com, you go right to Reliable Enterprises and their website, and you'll see some of the beautiful work they do. They've literally been highlighted in national magazines, they've won national awards. They've been at it since 1971. And Tri-County Roofing is busy, 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 but they will make time for you. I hope they can. Just get on the list. Call them. 810-732-7740. Tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. They'll be glad to hear that. And
doing a lot of work right now in the Lapeer area, too.
Yes, they are. They've been out that way quite a bit. And that's a good thing because, you know, they're covering, you know, basically all of mid-Michigan. The other day I talked to him in the morning. He was in Saginaw. I talked to him in the afternoon. He was in Lapeer, you know, so he's all over the place. So, but he's got crews working darn near around the clock fixing roofs. So Tri-County Roofing of mid-Michigan.com is their website. And check them out. You'll be glad you did.
So what's going on with Smith & Wesson?
Well, what happened was, July 4th, 2022, surprise, there's a shooting in Chicago.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, Highland Park, not Chicago.
Well, yeah.
Chicago's a safe place. It's the suburbs, right?
Chicago's got 47 suburbs.
Right. So Highland Park, there was unfortunately a shooting at a parade.
Got it.
Seven people were killed, dozens more injured.
Holy cow.
So the shooter has pled guilty and expected to spend the rest of his life behind bars.
He deserves to be, Bill.
I mean, you do that, that's what you get. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. So the shooter's father has also pled guilty to seven felony counts of reckless conduct for helping his son obtain a firearms owner card for Illinois.
How old is the son?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. He's old enough to buy a firearm.
Yeah.
But he helped him get the card.
Yeah, in Chicago, in Illinois, you have to have a FOID card, F-O-I-D.
Yeah.
So that's part of ownership of
firearms identification. Like you've passed the back. Here's the card saying I've passed the check. I can get a gun.
I don't even know if I'm doing it legal, but when I travel through Illinois, I literally take my guns apart and separate them like in baggies.
Yeah.
and then I drive through Illinois.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
When I get to Missouri, I reassemble.
St. Louis, and you're like, well, I better keep the gun together.
Yeah, I better quickly assemble on the bridge going across the Mississippi.
Yeah. Watch out. Roll them up.
Yeah.
So,
we're in West St. Louis.
But now, so even after all the attention's being turned to Smith & Wesson. So they are the ones that made the rifle that was allegedly used in the attack. So the plaintiffs of the shooting, the people who are affected, have now decided to pursue a lawsuit against the company and their marketing practices. So this is not the first time this has happened.
Right.
So
lawyers being lawyers.
Yeah. So this is exactly what happened, why Congress has had introduced, it's called the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. So there's the Second Amendment Foundation is supporting everything on this and stepping in to help it. Their statement is Smith & Wesson is no more responsible for the Highland Park shooting than a car manufacturer would be for a drunk driver who kills somebody in a crash. Nobody went to Toyota and sued them for the guy that drove through the crowd in New Orleans before the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
You know, so that's the same argument. However, it's a problem because it opens the floodgates for everything against firearms manufacturers. So they're doing this now saying that it's all based on the marketing, that they've marketed the firearm from Smith & Wesson to the youth. They've marketed it for what it can do, not marketing it towards safe practices of it, which ridiculous. You know, yeah. Again, it's another ridiculous effort. They're doing, trying to do everything they can to, you know, if you can't take the guns away, you take away the manufacturers.
Well, and you know? That's, you know, that's, it's crazy. You know, it's frustrating because we all know that common sense says the gun didn't kill anybody. The person that pulled the trigger killed people. And, but it just never seems to sink in because common sense doesn't seem to be a viable option.
So the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act was actually passed in 2005. It was passed because too many anti-gun municipalities attempted similar lawsuits. So they failed to hold the gun companies liable for the actions, but they ended up racking up massive legal fees and, you know, trying to pass the fees on to the manufacturers, stuff
right.
like that.
And it did just hurt the heck out of the gun industry. It caused that centralization where, you know, the giant conglomerates bought up all the people that, all the manufacturers. Remember, it
Cerebus
was,
bought a ton of, remember that back then?
Yeah,
Cerebus bought up
would
everybody.
Own Chrysler at the time, I believe.
They owned Chrysler, Smith & Wesson, Remington.
Yeah, Marlin.
All these,
I think,
all these brands got bought up
in
the process because everything was broke from lawsuits.
Right.
So allowing this case to proceed opens the floodgates for lawfare against firearms manufacturers, added Second Amendment Foundation Director Adam Kraut. This aims not for justice, but to destroy the firearms industry through endless litigation. The current argument is a recycled one. They're accusing Smith & Wesson of marketing firearms to minors in violation of Illinois consumer laws. It's absurd and clearly designed to bankrupt the company, not bring justice to the victims. So they're not, you know, at
it's
what
a money grab.
It's a money grab. It's all it is let's find
it's not
it.
We'll just a money grab, though. It's, it's there are people who want to use this, as you said, to or as you did, John, a way around taking away individuals' rights to own a gun,
right?
To reduce, it's like Operation Choke Point, making it hard to finance.
Yep.
You know, for companies that do this, they go after their ability to use credit cards and banks and that sort of stuff. This is all part of a coordinated effort to try and do an end around to suppress gun ownership in the U.S.
It's just like if suddenly there was a shortage of gasoline, you know, I guess we'll have to buy electric cars.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they're trying to do it. So if they can end, you know, the firearms industry in America, which is hard to believe because we're, you know, think about it. We've been selling in the United States now, the numbers are coming in heavy. Over a million guns a month are sold now in the United States. There's over a million background checks every single month in the United States of America, and it's been that way for 67 months straight. 67 months straight, over a million guns per month sold in the United States of America. So I got a feeling that the gun owners of America, you know, as a whole, are a very, very strong voting group, and that's why we're in the situation we're in.
And it's interesting because they're focusing on the fact that and how they've marketed the firearms.
That's the only angle they have to bring the suit.
Right. It's because they can't. The defense is clear that Smith & Wesson didn't pull the trigger on this gun.
Right.
You know, that's not what happened here. But they marketed it towards them somehow in the action that they thought that. Was there an advertisement that said "grab this rifle and go to parade"?
No.
Well, you know, they didn't have a cartoon character like
Camel,
Joe Camel.
Yeah.
So that's how they went against you know, tobacco and so forth. But that's it's controlling behavior through, you know, going after the marketing side. There's a law in the books that you can't do that, and that's fine. They shouldn't market them towards people who aren't legally permitted to use the guns.
Right. I don't think they do.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there's, you know, big billboards for guns right outside of prisons around America, you know, trying to get people to say, I can't wait to get out and get me a new Smith & Wesson.
Right.
You know, no, I don't see that happening.
I mean, if anything, you could go after Hollywood for saying the same thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hollywood is a much bigger marketer.
Yeah,
no,
and,
absolutely. That's a great point.
And you could easily go after Hollywood for the amount of shows that show somebody
video
I want to buy this gun. Okay, and they hand it to him. Here, here's cash, and take it with you.
Yeah,
they never talk about background checks. There's nothing like that.
Or they, you know, even in that show Reacher, where he goes into the gun shop and says, he talks the guy out of the gun at the gun shop. I don't know anybody at a gun shop that can be talked out of, that runs a gun shop, that can be talked out of going through the legal procedures. And of all the gun shops I've been in my life, I've never been in one that dealt that way.
No. Yeah.
All over the country. I mean, from the deep south to the UP, I've been in gun shops and all over America, and I've never seen that happen. Yet, Jack Reacher walks into a gun shop and he can talk him out of a gun and oh, give me the fully automatic one too. Oh, it just happens to have a couple of those, you know?
It would be interesting to ask maybe our friends at different gun shops in the area, how many people come in and actually act like they don't have to fill out paperwork? Like, is Hollywood and the media truly getting through to people to think that? Or are people smart enough to realize, wait a second, like, I have there's background checks to this.
Well, people like you who know guns, have experience with guns, no, but if you don't, if people don't, they're the ones who are subject to manipulation.
Well, and literally at Williams Gun Site, I've been there three times in my life when people are escorted out.
Yeah.
Get out of the store. You're no longer welcome here. You have to leave. And I've seen it, actually, I've seen it once at Guns Galore as well, where somebody was just acting stupid and asking stupid questions. Stupid questions get, you know, abrupt answers. Out of the store.
Yeah.
You know, you are not, you know, I don't know what you are, but you're not a legal gun owner or gun buyer at this point, so out of the store.
Yeah.
And the big signs, you know, if you smell like pot, we can't sell you guns. If you smell like alcohol, we can't sell you guns.
It's still federally illegal. I know it's not in the state,
but
it's federally illegal, and your guns are purchased with federal background checks.
Yep, that's right.
Federal licenses. So
is it a 4487 or whatever we got to fill out?
Yep.
And it's very, that's what they got. What's his name? Hunter Biden on.
So,
you know, are you an illegal user of drugs? And,
right.
You know, you got to answer those questions.
But you can't smell cocaine on somebody.
Well,
so really quickly, though, you know, so if this case continues and results in a loss for Smith & Wesson, which who knows at this point.
I hope it doesn't.
I hope it doesn't. But it really could open up a sweeping thing in the gun manufacturing world. This really could.
Let's hope it just gets crushed. And we move on to
we
better
hope.
Days.
It's Illinois. You never know with Illinois.
Well, Illinois is kind of a land of its own. So, well, listen, we got to get going. But we got more to talk about, though.
We're going to talk turkey season.
Yeah, we're talking turkeys.
Talking turkey in the next segment of the Gunsmith Show. John and Jacob together again here on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.